We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Joined today as we start our series against Springfield by Riders manager Chad Comer. Chad, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be on.
What do you look back on and reflect with that series in Arkansas? Obviously, there's the rain, but what stood out to you most in the series win in the five games?
You know, I think it was a good series overall by both teams. You know, they've got some really good pitching on their side, and you know, we've had a really strong offense all year, and so it was a fun series to go in and kind of get tested. And then you have all the rain and weather, like you said, a lot of sitting in the clubhouse trying to get out and get ready, and you know, more than anything, just proud of the fellas and the way they went about it and showed up each night.
Now we're back here at home, and there's some awesome news. Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford both rehabbing today. Have you ever been a part of something like this where it's not one guy rehabbing but two big names coming back at the same time, batting back-to-back in the lineup?
Yeah, you know, it's a first for me. Excited to have those guys here and, you know, get them back rolling. But it'll be the first for me having two guys coming down rehabbing like that.
What's your relationship like coaching either of those guys? I assume you've seen them in spring training and been around them a little bit, but do you have much of a relationship with Corey or Wyatt?
Wyatt, I had a chance to manage him back whenever I first started managing, actually, whenever we were actually in, I think we were playing Aberdeen whenever he came up to us back whenever we were in Hickory. And so he came up, I can't remember if he went to low A before that or if it was straight to high from Arizona. I can't remember. But anyways, he came up and he joined us for a few weeks there before he made his way through the entire minor league system that year. But yeah, so a little bit more with Wyatt than Corey, you know, just Corey more so in passing during spring training and things like that.
Do you have a favorite Wyatt memory? I know it was a short time, but do you have a favorite memory that sticks out?
No, you know, more than anything, it was just the way he plays the game and the way he goes about it. The way he does it at the big league level, he did the same thing at the minor league level. So I think more than anything, just the way he goes about it and everything that he does, you know, it stood out for sure.
What are the things that catch your eye about them as hitters? Maybe the one thing that you think that each of them are best at?
You know, more than anything, I think it's just they've both been just top tier offensive players, you know, Wyatt in a short time in the big leagues, but then, you know, Corey for a sustained time in the big leagues. And so just to see the way they go about it day in and day out, it's just awesome.
Talking with Chad Comer here on the Cacique pregame show with Wyatt, you mentioned he just soared up the minor league system. How hard is it for a guy to do that? I think he played 44 minor league games before he made his major league debut. From someone who has seen guys in the minor leagues for a while, how hard is it to do that?
Yeah, you don't see it very often. You know, it's something that was, you know, he came to us in high A and, you know, raked and went about it. And then he went to double A and raked. And then he went to triple A and raked. And so it was, you know, you just don't see that very often. And, yeah, I don't really know how to put it into words, but it's something that is very rare. And he did it, and now he's continuing to do it at the major league level.
Obviously, the rehabs steal the show a little bit, but there's 19 games left in the first half, and this Frisco team is tied for first place. If I were to talk to you 19 games down the line and the Riders had won the first half, what's one thing you feel like had to have happened for that to be the case?
I think just continuing, you know, as of late, we've had some really good starts from our starters, obviously, and I think we have to continue to have good starts and continue to play good baseball in terms of like the way we go about it defensively, but then also continue to build innings and score runs and continue to have that offense that we've had. We just need to keep putting complete games together.
With Aiden Curry today, it's his second start in Double A. What did you notice the first time out, and what do you feel like he can correct here in game two?
You know, I think more than anything, he did a great job of, he was ahead of guys his first time out here, but, you know, scuffled to put him away a little bit. And so I think, you know, the efficiency there, like getting ahead of guys and then going ahead and putting them away and going from there rather than having like multiple pitches happen and that pitch count climb up. So if he can build off of that, I think he'll be in a good spot.
When Aiden Curry is putting guys away with two strikes, what is he doing right? What does it look like?
Yeah, you know, I think more than anything, it's just not, you know, the foul balls, the nibble like that. It's like, okay, hey, go ahead and get the swing and miss, or go ahead and get the weak contact in play and move on to the next one. It's not just like foul ball after foul ball after foul ball, or, you know, getting to a 1-2 count and it's like ball one or ball two, ball three, and kind of nibbling on the edges. It's like, you know, swing and miss pitches and the ability to get weak contact whenever he needs it.
All right, that's Chad Comer here on the Cacique Pregame Show. Chad, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.